5776, 19th and B.
5776, I got your sleeper check. You got a sleepyhead on board?
Yeah, he appears to be sleeping. I didn't walk back there because I didn't think we were supposed to, but I've been talking loud and clapping my hands, and he's not responding.
Okay, is he leaning against the window?
No.
Okay. If you need to take a break or anything, go ahead, take your break, take your stuff with you. We'll see if we can get a supervisor to come out there. I'm not sure where he is. Or we'll get one to meet you en route, okay? If he manages to get off your bus, then you're ready for service.
Okay, should I leave the lights on in the bus or turn them off?
Either way, I would personally want to leave the lights on just in case when you get on the bus. I wouldn't want to get into a dark bus with somebody that's sleeping on it. So personally, I'd leave the lights on, but that's my personal preference.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Can you give me a quick description of the person?
Yeah, I can't see his face right now because he has his head down. He has a hood on and a cap on. He's got like a gray jacket on, gray hood. Looks like kind of greenish, grayish camouflage pants with a hole in the knee. And he's got a backpack that looks like gray sitting next to him.
Okay. Is he big, small? Does he look tall, short, thin, chunky?
He looks thin. I can't tell how tall he is. I would say about average size.
Okay. We've got it set up for supervisors to meet you somewhere. I'm not sure where they are, so it might not be until you're en route somewhere.
Okay, thank you.
At 2108.